Rams are 2 yards away from springing an upset that will resonate across the National Football League.
The 2013 St. Louis Rams were a team on the threshold of success. But with the league's youngest roster, the Rams couldn't seem to walk through the door.
That's how close it is. One takeaway, one bad play, that's your deficit.
And with that youth comes room for growth.
Go, boys!
But 2 years into his tenure, Jeff Fisher's Rams are on the precipice of success.
Here we go, here we go!
And in 2014, the team from the Gateway City is ready for greatness.
Zach Stacy to the house.
Sam Bradford put it right on the money.
Knocked away. Great play by Janoris Jenkins. Hello, Tavon Austin. And it's all Rams here this afternoon. Robert Quinn, bearing down. He's got the strip. The ball's out. He's going to scoop and score. Still a lot of improvements to be made.
A lot of young guys. Can't wait to see Zach Stacy, Alec Ogletree, Tavon Austin, just to name a few in their second years in the NFL.
They could turn into special players. I would say the turnaround is complete, but we're closer than we have been in
closer
a long,
than you
long
have
time.
Been. Yeah, closer than you have been. I think this team is, the arrow is pointing up. We are moments away from the kickoff to open the 2013 season, one that opens with a lot of promise for your St. Louis Rams.
About time we get the start, baby! Woo!
Rams 7-8-1 a year ago. They were 4-1-1 in the NFC West. 27 rookies are second-year players on the roster.
Let's go, baby! Right there with you, man. Here we go.
Play loose, have fun, play Ram football.
Defensive end Robert Quinn got acquainted with new Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer early and often.
Palmer, big pressure. Robert Quinn's got him again. Two sacks for Robert Quinn.
Quinn recorded the Rams' first two sacks of the season, while free agent signee Jared Cook hoped to score St. Louis's first 6 points. The turnover proved costly, but Cook quickly redeemed himself.
Cardinals rush forward this time. Bradford throws, caught by Cook, turning up to the end zone, pushed out of bounds.
No, he's in. Touchdown, Jared Cook. A 13-yard pass. Sam Bradford to his new weapon.
Play action. Sam looking for receiver. He pops open. Touchdown number two to Jared Cook. Jared Cook, 141 yards and two touchdowns. This will be from 48 yards. Kick is away, on its way.
They're cheering for good reason. It's good. Game over. The Rams take the opener, 27-24 over the Arizona Cardinals.
The Rams' come-from-behind win in Week 1 set the stage for an exciting 2013. Legends never die. Unfortunately, men do. The Rams family lost a member in 2013 when David Deacon Jones passed away last June.
Football has many superstars, but only one Superman, Deacon Jones.
Jones was a rare mix of size and speed who made his living sacking the quarterback, a term he is credited with creating.
Sacking the cornerback is just like you devastate a city or you cream a multitude of people. I mean, it's just like you put all the offensive players in one bag and I just take a baseball bat and beat on the bag.
Jones's signature move, the head slap, helped him accumulate an unofficial count of 173 and a half sacks, which would rank third on the all-time list.
And Dave Jones is in to drop him.
While Deacon Jones will be missed, his legacy will live on forever. Jones's number 75 hangs in the rafters. Defensive end Robert Quinn hopes his number 94 will one day hang beside it.
Luck in trouble. Sack. Robert Quinn's got his second of the day.
Wow. Best end in the game right now.
Quinn's franchise record 19 sacks ranked second in the league and earned him first-team All-Pro and Pro Bowl honors.
Wow, what acceleration by 94 to track down Kaepernick. What a football player Robert Quinn has become in the National Football League.
DeMarco, we're watching a special season by a defensive end.
And he's only 23.
My goodness gracious.
Quinn and defensive end partner Chris Long, who recorded 8.5 sacks, anchored a St. Louis defense that ranked third in the league with 53 sacks.
Wilson takes, rolls right, has to stop, sack. Chris Long. Chris Long was coming like a freight train. He'll give it, no play action, rolling right, has a man in his face. Chris Long going to wrap him up.
Defensive tackles Michael Brockers, number 90, and Kendall Langford, number 98, clogged up the middle in the Rams' ninth-ranked run defense.
Luck gives to Richardson, hit in the backfield and buried by Kendall Langford.
Linebacker James Laurinaitis, number 55, recorded a career-high 3.5 sacks while posting his fifth straight 100-tackle season.
Yeah!
But his most important contribution was his mentoring of rookie linebacker Alec Ogletree, number 52.
Use your instincts, bro. That's what got you here. Use your instincts. Let's play fast. Don't overthink it. Use your technique. See your key. Once it goes, go. From there, see ball, get ball.
Under the watchful eye of Laurinaitis, Ogletree led the team with 155 tackles, the most by a rookie in Rams history.
Alec Ogletree makes another play behind the line of scrimmage. I can't wait to see 52 in his second year in 2014. He is going to be a monster.
The defensive backfield was paced by cornerback Janoris Jenkins, number 21, who led the team in passes defensed.
Fires to the end zone and knocked away at the last moment. Good play by Janoris Jenkins.
And Tremaine Johnson, number 22, who was tops on the team in interceptions.
Luck fires that side to the end zone and it's intercepted by Tremaine Johnson.
In week 5 versus the Jaguars, head coach Jeff Fisher's defense took center stage.
Let's go, baby. Hey, let's have some fun. We got to get one now. We have to get one. We have to. Y'all know what it is.
Jaguars quarterback Blaine Gabbert was under siege all afternoon.
Gabbert takes the snap, retreats to the 10. Looks, pass time, fires to the end zone. The trap is picked off. James Laurinaitis comes up with the interception. Rams rush 4. Here comes Robert Quinn. Can't get there. Gabbert fires, overthrows, caught by Matt Giordano. Picked off. He's at the 30. 35, coming left, 40. 45, 50, cuts outside, got a block. He's at the 40. Foot race 30, to the 20, to the 10, cuts back at the 5 and walks into the end zone with an 82-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah! Oh, boy. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
The defense was dominant, and the offense got 3 touchdown passes from Sam Bradford in a 34-20 victory.
Bradford, a passive play action. They pick up the blitz, launches for Pettis, right side of the end zone. Makes a great catch. Touchdown, Austin Pettis.
Great shot, great catch.
Just feel good to win, baby. Just win, baby.
The following week against the Texans, the defense was the story again, racking up 5 more sacks and 2 more picks.
Dumps it short, ball's picked. On the way, the other side, the 20, at the 30, at the 40, at the 50-yard line. Alec Ogletree down the sideline, and the rookie will walk into the end zone with his first NFL touchdown. Lights out on the Houston Texans.
That's what I'm talking about, big fella.
Not to be outdone, the offense scored 3 touchdowns of their own in the 38-13 rout.
And the Rams come to Texas and dominate the Texans.
It's not about anything but everyone in this huddle today, all right?
Yes, sir.
Everyone here, all right? It's time for this team to grow the up, all right? This is why we set the tone for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
it starts from the beginning today. Four quarters, 60 minutes. Kick ass on three. One, two, three. Kick ass.
Woo!
In 2013, quarterback Sam Bradford was having a career year.
Sam being tracked by Coleman has to unload the football, and his receiver comes back and makes a great grab. Great work by Sam Bradford. Sam fires the middle, squeezed it into a window, and they got a touchdown. Sam threw a dart.
Through six games, Bradford had thrown for almost 1,700 yards and 13 touchdowns, and was on pace to set career highs in both categories.
That was perfectly thrown by Sam.
Sam Bradford put it right on the money.
Hey, Sam! Give me six! Give me six!
Touchdown! How about that?
Sammy!
Good job, bud.
Keep going out there.
We welcome you to Carolina. Panthers are 2-3. Rams are 3-3. Rams have won two in a row.
Bradford looked to keep the momentum going versus the Panthers.
Sam going to run with it at the 35. Now he loses the football. It's out of bounds.
Oh,
Harvey
no.
Dahl comes over just to take care of Mike Mitchell.
Sam's grabbing his knee.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no. I think he got yanked down and hurt. May have hurt his knee. He's rolling around grabbing his knee. Just a tough day. Tough, tough day.
Seattle will be coming to town. Hey, man, that's going to be tough duty for the Rams.
Yeah, especially since we don't know who the quarterback's going to be for the St. Louis Rams.
With Sam Bradford sidelined for the season with a torn ACL, rookie running back Zach Stacy emerged as the Rams' new offensive leader. On the season, Stacy rushed for 7 touchdowns and 973 yards, third most by a rookie in Rams history.
Wow, what a run by Zach Stacy.
You can run anything with Zach Stacy and having big success with it.
On first down, they give it to Stacy, slamming off right tackle. He's in. Touchdown, Zach Stacy.
He absolutely ran through a tackler at the goal line. That's Earl Campbell-esque there.
In the first 2 weeks after Bradford's injury, Stacy was at his best, running for a total of 261 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Seahawks and Titans.
Stacy bursts through left tackle, breaks the tackle, the 35, bounces off another. Running right, makes another 40. And Zach Stacy broke 3 tackles. Zach Stacy, well over 100 yards. Clemens on first down, gives to Zach, up the middle. Going to get to the end zone, yes, touchdown, Zach Stacy. I think the Rams have found their go-to back here in 2013.
I would say so.
While Stacy had an impressive season, it was another Rams rookie who caught the eye of Indianapolis head coach Chuck Pagano.
Number 11.
Yeah. Great kid.
Special,
you know
man.
He's a better kid than he is a player. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's so competitive.
In Week 10, Pagano got a first-hand look at Tavon Austin's game-changing ability. The rookie compiled 314 all-purpose yards and 3 touchdowns in the Rams' most lopsided victory of the year.
Up the sideline, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50-yard line into Colts territory. Goodbye, Tavon Austin. What a play. What a return by Tavon Austin. The 98-yard punt return for a touchdown. Shotgun for Clemens. He unloads left sideline. Austin's running free. He's got it. Touchdown, Tavon Austin. A 57-yard strike. Clemens in the gun. Big rush. Steps up to avoid it. Dumps it over the middle. Caught by Tavon. Head of steam, 30, 40, 45.
Howdy.
Cuts it back. He's in the clear.
House call.
And there goes Tavon Austin at the end zone for the third time today. That's an 81-yard touchdown. And this is a coming-out party for the rookie from West Virginia.
Go, buddy. Get your couple.
Against the Bears, Austin's number was called on the game's third play.
Clemens tosses to Austin, stops and comes back right. Has a block. He's at the 35-40. He's at the 50. Near sideline at the 40. Got another block. It's a 30. He and Jason the 20.
Yes, sir.
Spectacular touchdown run by Tavon Austin. 65 yards.
Austin was the headliner. But it was another rookie, running back Benny Cunningham, who stole the show.
Big hole 30, 35, 40, 27-yard gain by Benny Cunningham. They give it to Cunningham, running right, cuts it back inside. He's at the five, diving for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Benny Cunningham.
Yes, let's go, bro.
Oh, what a game for the rookie free agent from Middle Tennessee.
Boom! We found this key to success, bro. That's how you put teams away, bro. We're going to keep fighting, bro. We're going to keep fighting. We ain't going to stop, bro. I'm telling you. We control our own destiny, man. We control our own destiny, bro. Work on three. Work on three, bro. We're going to continue to work, bro. One, two, three.
To thrive, a team must get contributions from all three phases of the game. The St. Louis special teams were led by the league's top punt coverage unit, which gave up a paltry 2.6 yards per return.
Oh, Stedman and Bailey hit him the same moment the ball arrived.
Good work by the gunner on the punt team.
The Rams coverage unit
fired up.
Has been absolutely lights out.
Fired up.
Reaping the benefits of the coverage unit's success was punter Johnny Hecker, whose NFL record 44.2 net punting average earned him first-team All-Pro and Pro Bowl selections.
Here's the kick from Hecker, a beautiful, high, spiraling kick that James called fair catch on. 54-yard kick with no return. We've seen a lot of those this year.
Hecker was more than just a punter. He was also the holder for kicker Greg Zuerlein.
Kick is away, it's on its way, and it is good. Greg DeLay connects from 54 with plenty to spare.
Greg the Leg followed his record rookie season with a solid sophomore campaign, making 26 of his 28 field goals to become the most accurate kicker in Rams history.
Greg the Leg is a special kicker, man, and Hecker is doing an outstanding job as a punter. Really good special teams.
It took a total team effort for Jeff Fisher's Rams to knock off the playoff-bound Saints.
We have nothing to lose tonight, baby, all right? So play loose, baby, and have fun. Play loose and have fun. Cut it all loose. We got nothing to lose, man. They're in our dome, all right? Play loose, have fun, play Ram football. Hey, Rams on three. One, two, three.
Rams.
First and 10 from the 7. Drew Brees under center, straight back, wanted the slant, pulls it back, he gets hit as he released the football, it's picked off. Underthrown and picked off the 31-yard line. T.J. McDonald has his first NFL interception. The pass rush got to Drew Brees and forced the turnover.
Let's go, Trey, right middle, quick edge right, sticky X low.
On first down, play action, dumps it right flat, caught by Harden, 30, 25, breaks a tackle, 20, 15, 10 on his feet to the end zone, touchdown, Coley Harden. Are you kidding? Oh, what a spectacular run after the catch. 31 yards, Coley Harden.
Wow. You flip it out to Harkey, you're expecting 4 or 5 yards at the most. What does he do? Break two tackles, high steps, and says toodles right to the end zone.
How about this for a start? The Saints throw an interception on their first play from scrimmage, and the first play thereafter, the Rams put it in the end zone.
It didn't take long for the defense to strike again.
Tremaine Johnson at the goal line, and he's cut down at the St. Louis 7. Drew Brees, wow, the Rams have picked him off twice now here in the first quarter. Clements takes, looks right, throws right, man's open, caught, Lance Kendricks has got a touchdown in the back of the end zone. A 4-yard toss to Kendricks, and Lance has got his fourth touchdown reception of the season. Rams have all 14 points off turnovers here in the first quarter. Greg Zuerlein with the onside kick is up for grabs, and the Rams come down with it. Oh, my goodness.
Two picks and an onside kick. That's three stolen possessions by this Rams football team.
The 27-16 win was one of St. Louis's most complete victories of the season.
When you play as well as you did today against a very, very good football team, it just makes you excited.
Wow, hey, that's a good football team, guys. We wanted all three phases put it together today. We won it, and it took that kind of effort out of you guys today to win that game.
Let's keep this going, man. We got to build our foundation for next year, man. Let's go, man. Grind on three, man. One, two, three.
The following week, the Rams notched their seventh and final win of the season. While they didn't accomplish all of their goals in 2013, the Rams have the pieces necessary for success.
Still a lot of improvements to be made. That focus, the attention can turn to that immediately.
Zach Stacy and Tavon Austin headline an offense that will only get better with the return of starting quarterback Sam Bradford.
Bradford throws, caught, touchdown! How about that?
And the defense, led by Chris Long and Robert Quinn, is on the verge of dominance.
That play right there, that should be Rams football, except nothing less than that.
With their two first-round picks in the 2014 draft, the Rams strengthened both lines, selecting offensive tackle Greg Robinson and defensive tackle Aaron Donald. Second-round selection, cornerback LaMarcus Joyner, will help solidify the St. Louis secondary, while third-round pick running back Trey Mason will add another dimension to the Rams' running game. St. Louis also made history by drafting defensive end Michael Sam in the seventh round, making him the first openly gay player in the NFL. Heading into his third year as head coach, Jeff Fisher has the Rams built to contend.
And the fans who are here at Edward Jones don't approve heartily of the effort put forth by Jeff Fisher's ball club.
They may be young, but their talent is undeniable. They are ready to walk through their gateway to greatness.
Presentation of NFL Network.